This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Welcome everybody to Living Life Single. Sorry, I just scared the bejesus out of Joe and everybody.
You are never single. No, you're never alone when you're living life single.
You're never by yourself.
By yourself.
Living life single, but you are never by yourself, Jono.
I was just trying to give my own slant. But you're with Yanni. Hello, look, give it up for Yanni.
And give it up for the amazing, incomparable Jono.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. We're here. We're queer.
We are. We're here. We're queer.
What are we talking about today?
Well, we're talking about being single, as always, which is amazing.
Love it.
And today specifically, it's about we are family, right? How does family impact your singledom?
I got all my sisters with me.
Woo! Because, you know, like the other week we're talking about being the only single in the room,
yep.
Jono, and we're talking about our family a lot, and we thought,
we need to cover this in another episode,
it's
right?
It's its own thing.
Yeah.
And to all our listeners out there, I want you to know that we are going to do another episode around chosen family and friends, because that's very, very important.
Yes.
But we also think that family is important too. And we understand that people may be estranged from their family, but it's curious to see how that looks like when we are single. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about today. Jono.
Yes. What? Oh my God. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking family, yes, and being single. How has that impacted you? What does that mean for you, being single? Has your family helped the situation, not helped the situation? Because you've got family nearby, but you've also got family
interstate.
What impact does that have on your singledom?
I think the majority of the time it's great. They understand that I don't have anyone to bounce off, and that can lead for me to get quite frustrated at times. So they completely understand for me that, you know, when I go home, I don't have a housemaid or a pet or anything like that. And look, I've got people I can talk to. It's not the same, but they understand that I can get home, and if I've had a bad day, who do I vent that to? I can pick up the phone to them all the time, but I don't want to moan to my family all the time. It's just some things that they might not always understand. You never know. So they're there in a supportive way as well. They're always there, but more so my sister being locally, and she's always, you know, only around the corner. I don't need an invitation to go around, essentially, but just knowing that they're nearby. And she's always been supportive in terms of, we'll go to drag shows together. She loves drag queens. She loves the illusion.
Oh, that's lovely.
She loves all that. She's definitely a huge ally to our community and every single person in that alphabetical community.
Yeah. Do they accept your singledom?
Yeah, but they would love me. Even my parents, they'd love for me to find a relationship of some sort with somebody.
I'm curious to know, is it because they think that being in a relationship is better than not, or is it that they know you really well and they believe that you are a person who will flourish in a relationship? What do you think it is?
A bit of both. They know I don't need anyone. That I could be single for the rest of my life. I think from my parents' point of view, it's when they're not here, that I'm with someone that loves me and that's going to care for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that there's someone that is going to take care of me and vice versa, that I'm not going to be an old, cantankerous old hermit.
As opposed to now.
As opposed to being a fairly middle-aged, old, cantankerous man. But just as my parents' point, I think they just want me to have that love and acceptance of someone. And my brother and sister have got their own families. They've started their own family journey in terms of partners. And my sister has a husband. My brother has a fiance. You know, my sister has my niece and my brother and he's fiance may have children. So they're starting to grow their own families and seeds. And whilst I'll always be around and they, you know, if I don't shout at them often, you know, I'll always have them there in the background and they'll always be a part of that. My brother's always very supporting. He's not, you know, he's straight. He identifies as straight, but he has a lot of gay friends, gay people, and they love him.
When you say supportive, are they supportive of your singledom?
Everything. Like, they love that I do an event that involves musicians. They love that I'm doing this and that, and they'll see me and they'll go, this is great. You know everyone, like, you're doing this and that and whatever. But yeah.
And what, because I know some people out there, our listeners, who are amazing, don't have some family, right?
Correct. Yeah.
What would it be for you if you didn't have that support, you think? What do you think life would look like as a single man?
Yeah.
Without the family.
An immediate
support.
Family.
Yeah.
And I think about that a lot. I have thought about that before. I probably wouldn't be here in Australia, to be fair. You never know. It could have been a sliding doors moment. I may have ended up here eventually. I don't know. Could still be somewhere in the UK. And back then, I mean, I'm not so much sociable anymore, but I would have probably found my own family and friends. You know, I've got two very good friends in the UK one of them I grew up with school. The other was there. They were both there when I was straight.
Yeah.
Or on paper, I was straight. And they've, you know, they've been through a part of that journey with me. I would have made my own. I always connect with people anyway. I have people around me that want to hang out and stuff like that, and that's fine. It's just that sometimes I don't want to hang out.
So they'll be your chosen family, right?
Yeah, I'd have a chosen family.
Because I think it's very different, like family, being single, and your chosen family.
Yeah.
I think that it's a very different dynamic.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I wanted to explore both.
Correct.
Both
yeah.
separately. Because I think Friends, we all love the movie. My God.
Oh, my God. What a TV show. Yeah.
A TV show.
Are they
Friends,
making a movie?
No, God, no, not now. when they were talking about that moment in their lives, so when you're 20, it's when your friends become your family. But I think for us and our listeners, and we've got so many different types of and age groups, at some point your friends do become your family, but what about when your family is your family, and what about when your family is your family but they're not your family?
When your family is your family, you don't have to hang out with them, you don't have to talk to them. Like, you may have a physical on paper family, but sometimes people still have a circle of friends or a community that is much more. It's so different because every person in family is different. There might be some at the, you know, a very religious family. There might be a family that where they don't talk because of sexuality. And that person, they still have a family, but it's just never brought up. So they might have a chosen family as well, or a community that they decide to go to that, you know, or they involve themselves in work much more and they have a family there.
Yeah.
You know, but I get that.
Yeah. Awesome.
Your singledom with Living Life Single here on Joy.
Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono.
Girls, they want to have.
I love that. I love our little stings. I love it.
It's in a good mood, isn't it?
Always.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, Cindy's amazing. I haven't seen her live, though.
No.
No, but.
But and also, we digress it. We always digress. But there's a story behind that song, right?
Is it?
Well, you love that song.
Well, me, yes. I know my story. I thought you meant it.
No. it's a feel-good song for you, and it makes you feel happy, and you love dancing. So every time I hear that now, I always think of you, which is really funny. I'm like, thinking of Yanni, I'm like, but here, yes, we're on Living Life Single, LLS. And what are we talking about today, Yanni? Let's go.
We are family.
Every single time. Oh, my God, I think.
Today is all about the family.
Yes.
And how does family impact our singledom, Jono?
Yeah. And I want to ask you that question because we've kind of spoken about it. And I was saying earlier on that it doesn't really impact me. I feel supported. My sister is an ally. My whole family are allies. But because my sister's based here in Victoria with me, you know, it's she gets it. We send each other TikToks like 1,000 times a weekend. Like, we're both just relaxing, getting over the week, and I'll open the inbox up, and it's just all these silly memes. So she gets that I'm, you know, maybe around the corner on my own. But she's always very engaging and very supportive and chill. Even go as far as to invite me into her immediate family's events. So Gabriel, my brother-in-law, he's from a Latino background. So, you know, Easter times or, you know, special times like that, like Christmas Eve for the Latinos is their Christmas kind of day kind of thing. Yeah. And their family, his parents love me. In fact, his dad has actually said, "You are my other son."
Yeah, right.
And they know that I'm totally gay. Like, I've rocked up in sequins before and they're like, "Oh, that's a lovely outfit." Of course.
That's beautiful.
So, like, they're very inclusive. And so, yeah, having my sister there, she's very supportive. I may do a head in a lot of the time. But and more recently.
Is she
recently,
older or younger, your sister?
I'm the eldest. So they're both, my sister and my brother are very, not very young, but they're younger.
Younger.
They're coming up to what I went through in my 40s. So my sister's almost a couple of years away from 40, maybe 2 years away from 40. And my brother's in his late 30s as well, like, or mid to late 30s.
There you go.
But yeah, look, my immediate family, my actual family are completely supportive and have always been in what I do. They may think there's some trauma there. There might even be some trauma there with me not accepting who I am. Essentially, I have, but you never know. Like, things can resurface. I just don't know. So I with my help of my family recently, I've decided that I think mental health is very very important. So I'm for one of the first times ever, I'm actually going to speak to someone about this.
That's great, Jono.
Thank you. That's because of my family, right?
Yeah.
So I've got to say thank you. Thanks, family. I love you. So
That's beautiful. I love that. For me, it was like it's almost the opposite because of my family.
Because your family, you're here right now.
They're going to kill me for that one.
Oh, Yanni, no, they won't.
No, look, I am very, very lucky and very blessed. So when we talk about family, I guess, and single and how family help, when I say family, I've got my sister who's amazing. But for me, I've got my three main cousins here in Australia, and they're my family. So it's
nice.
It's always been the five of us.
Yeah.
Because they grew up here in Victoria, so it's always close. I've had family in Adelaide as well. So like you, Jono. And it's really great. I'm close to them as well. And my cousin has moved from Adelaide to here with her family. And that's brought us a lot closer together. So my immediate family, as we were always close, has gotten closer, which is great. And I've always got along really well with my my cousin in Adelaide. And we were always partners in crime. and we kind of still are. And she's a little bit older than me. So I've been very lucky where I've had very supportive sister and supportive cousins.
Okay.
And they're
your immediate family.
Yeah, immediate. Yeah. We're around about the same age and very good. I've got parents and aunties and good. You laugh.
Well, I hope so.
Right? I've got parents. I've got parents. Fact.
Lovely.
But I've also got aunties and uncles who've had an impact certainly on my life, probably not a positive impact, but but an impact nonetheless, right?
Yeah.
And when you speak of family, I think there's the generation above me and my current generation. And my generation have always been supportive of me, love me, and have never questioned anything about me, right?
I just love you for who you are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've been very lucky. The generation above me, different story.
Yes. You mean in your parents and your aunties and uncles?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's always been, not always. No. That was a challenge initially when I first came out.
Yeah.
Not so much a challenge now. My mum is 100% supportive. Dad, you know, old Greek man, but you know. Yeah. So. But like, you know, he loves me being single. He does not want me to be in a relationship, so which is really fascinating. I think it's because
he'd have to meet a boyfriend.
Well, yeah, and yeah. It becomes real for him.
Yeah.
It becomes real.
Do you think that's why you're living life single?
Oh, mate, like, Jono, that's...
Like, we could take a deep, even deeper dive here. Maybe
well, that's why I'm waiting for the... When we have the episode with the psychologist coming on to sort of delve into that one, because I don't think I'm ready. There's going to be tears on that episode.
I was going to say, tissues at the ready and not in a good way.
God, there's going to be... I don't think I'm ready for that episode. Who knows? But anyway, we'll get there. Look, maybe deep down that could be having an interest. I don't think it is. Yeah. I think I'm. I think initially when I first came out, that probably did. I probably wouldn't want to throw my gayness into my parents' face, and you know, I gave them many a years to get used to it. But now I don't care. Mum wants me to meet someone, get married, blah blah blah, all that kind of jazz. And it's interesting because Mum doesn't quite understand that we can be happy single.
Yeah.
You know, just like what that means.
Does your mum listen to the show?
No, not yet. We've got to get, she wants to.
She's got a few to catch up
on, she's
I got
think. She does.
Oh,
she
gosh, does. Here we go.
But in terms of my family and being single, I need them. I need them because it gets me out of the house.
Yeah.
It means that I can go hang with someone when I'm bored, or when, you know, it's not even a question. It'll be like, I'm coming over. Yeah, sure. I'm only going to be here for half an hour. Great, no problem. I'm lucky because they all live relatively close. So I can sort of, you know.
There's no expectation.
No.
And that's why, and look, it might be with chosen family and friends, but that's great that you've got that relationship with your cousins, that you can do that and the family. You just go, I'm coming around. You know, I haven't got anything in the fridge. What do you got? Like, you can be like that.
Oh, totally. Yeah, 100%. It's not even... an issue. Like, they're just like, yeah, come over. Yeah. So for me, I need my family being single because I'm quite extroverted. I need to get out of the house and everything. So it's great being around them.
Yeah.
Although I do wish they visit me, and I'll say that on purpose because I always say that. I'm like, come on, pull your finger out. Come over to my side of town. Come visit me. So I'm putting it out there, Melbourne and Australia and the world.
See Yanni, please.
Come and visit.
Come and see Yanni.
Come and visit. Joy 94.9, Living Life Single. And what are we talking about today, Jono? I think I've got the answer to that.
Please tell me. Just tell me. You know, I need guidance.
Yes, today's all about family.
Yeah.
And how our family impact our singledom.
And?
Well.
We do too much laughing. Well, also we've been told. We love laughing.
We do. Like, we always said that this show was always going
to
be...
It has to be.
If you listen to the intro, it's filled with laughter.
Correct.
And that's what we're doing.
It's like they knew. So, what are we talking about? Look, you know what? I've got an idea, though. If people had an idea or they had questions, they can... We're talking about family today. Next episode, we're going to be talking about your chosen family. Even though we touched on it today, I think it's really important as well. But if you've got any questions, you can send them to us via Instagram.
Instagram.
Yes.
Best way to do it.
It is Living Life Single. Have you got the hang of the app yet?
Jono, just have I got it? If my singledom is anything to go, if Instagram is anything to go by, my singledom is not going to get any better. But it's just, I will be posting something because we've got some really good news.
We have.
We.
Oh, are we going to say it now?
Yes, say
it. Okay, you say just, it. Go. 1, 2, 3, go. We're having a baby.
No. Almost. We have given birth. It's on.
We are.
It's on Instagram and Apple iTunes. Yes. Living Life Single is where you get all your good podcasts, right?
Yeah.
So you can listen to us via the podcast on Spotify, internet. On the internet, and wherever.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you can head over to the Joy website and obviously check it out there.
Absolutely.
And click on Living Life Single. I think you can actually search Living Life Single and it comes up. That's how I did it.
Yeah,
anyway.
Living Life Single, Joy 94.9, and listen Bob's to me and Jono. That's it.
So we're there. And so, anyway, we digress. We just had to get that exciting news out.
Absolutely.
Oh, I nearly burped then. I do apologise. I had a bit of heartburn. My chops were smacking.
Is that why you were giving me all these weird looks? And I'm like, what's Jono doing? For all our listeners, I'm like, no, I won't say anything because I don't want to sort of get him off track.
I think it's heartburn. I think it gets when you get to 42. Like, heartburn is happening a lot recently. So apologies. But we are, and maybe we're talking about family.
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 And the importance of when we are single, how important family is. And for me, it's very important. And so it's funny, like family, we love them and hate them at the same time because they provide so much support for us, but they provide so much angst.
And create some tension.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't always get what you're trying to achieve. Or I mean, I'm looking. My sister does a lot of the time. She does understand.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? I there are some shows that are really good for that. And my RuPaul was really good for my sister to really dive into. She's gotten into the Australian one. She's gotten into the American one, the English one, the Canadian one. And she understands. I'm not saying that's all there is about the community, but for her, it was just like understanding and some of their stories that they come out with and connecting with people that are going through transitions, people that have these stories about being left at a bus stop and things like that. Like, my sister's learned a lot from that show, and she looks at me and thinks, I hope, like, my brother hasn't gone through that. And I understand, like, she understands a little bit more the community, and she's living life, you know, as a wonderful mother out there, and she's not... life experience short, so she understands a lot of things, but she's a huge support, and programs like that and introducing to that was one of the best things I'd ever done, really. So she kind of gets sometimes where I'm coming from,
and I think that's really good, like, because when we're educating our families, that helps us both in who we are in terms of our LGBTIQA, however we want to identify, but also helping us through when we are single for all those reasons, and focus all the topics that we've talked about, even if it's financial stress that we mentioned the other week, if it's being the only single
at a party,
that's it, right?
Sick when you're sick, going,
they help us in every part of our singledom. Our family is there for us, which is just amazing. Joy 94.9, Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono.
They're not so youthful.
Not so useful, I know, right?
No, not useful. Youthful.
Youthful. I can't speak. What's happened?
Sorry, am I taking them? I didn't know you had a lisp.
No.
I'm so sorry. I didn't want to bring attention to the situation.
It's just me pressing too many buttons.
As always. Hey, are we at that point again?
Yes, we are. And I love this part of the show.
Tell me.
It's a good kind of little rundown of what was good and what wasn't good.
Okay. Right. So, you want me to go or are you going?
I'll go.
You've got to tell us, haven't you?
I'll go first. Well, no, I'll tell you what wasn't good this week. I think I got too much in my head and I didn't have... sorry, Jono. And I didn't have someone there to sort of...
Slap it out of you.
Yeah, right? Just to like boom, boom. Yeah. I mean, I can do that by myself, but sometimes it's easier when someone else is there. So
someone else is slapping you.
Yeah, when someone... Jono, my mother's going to start listening to this. Oh. But what was good this week is, you know, the thing about being single is that you can be a little naughty sometimes.
Okay.
In a good way.
Yep.
And I was a little naughty this week and that was fun.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? It's that freedom where you can just
do what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I use that to its full advantage this week.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, you want to know what's been good about me?
I don't know, Jono.
Do you? I hear the crowd scream. Jono, tell us.
Tell us what. Okay. Tell us, what have you been doing?
The good was that last weekend I was at Chill Out Festival with an artist that I manage, and she opened the show. It was circus themed, and she sang "This Is Me." You know, I was there on my own with her and her partner, and no one was telling me what to do. And I had a great time supporting her. Then I went to Adelaide to my dad's fringe show for the opening weekend of that.
Whose fringe show?
My dad. Oh. My dad, Alan. It's called Fringe Folk. So I went to Adelaide and then I came back to Melbourne. Yes, I was very tired, but I had that whole weekend and it was just all about singing and music. And the bad thing was coming off a couple of weeks of just being in a bad headspace, the bad thing was, you know what, I didn't, like yourself, didn't have anyone there to slap that out of me and just sort of give me a bit of a cuddle when I needed one, and you know, but that's okay. It's I've taken steps to change this, so
good on you. And that's challenging being single, doing it by yourself. So props to you, Jono.
Thank
for
you,
taking ownership of that and you know, making it work in your favour. And also to our listeners, that it's not impossible. It's hard.
Yeah.
But, you know.
What's the saying here at Living Life Single, Yanni? Living Life Single.
where you are never by yourself.
Correct.
There you go. I had to remember that. And on that note, everyone, have an awesome week.
Bye.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.